You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Sometimes people send us email by going to mix100.com, clicking on the Dom and Jeremy tab up at the top. Or you can send us a message on the FB. Just find us on Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. This is from Lisa. She goes, "Hey, boys, question about receipts. If I buy something expensive or important, I'll keep it for a while." She's talking about the receipt. "Just till I'm sure I won't need to return it. But my husband keeps every receipt, and he keeps them for a," and she writes it out, "long time." "If he goes into a 7-Eleven and buys a soda, he'll ask for the receipt and keep it in a little wallet-like thing in the car. When we go to the grocery store, he'll keep that receipt for at least months. We may have some that go back farther. And not only that, he's a receipt checker. Once we get away from the checkout, he'll look at every single item," she put that in all caps, "on the receipt. Once or twice I've been with him when he went over to customer service to ask why a charge was a little different than what he expected. We've had talks about this, and I've told him his behavior is super weird. And he says a lot of people are like him. Can you ask your listeners how many do this?" It's, and then here's their closing line. "It's kind of charming, but also kind of annoying."
It is annoying, isn't it?
I guess.
Are you a checker? Do you check that little strip of paper every time you leave?
Rarely.
I'm with you.
I'm trusting. I mean, I check some. It depends on what I'm getting. But like a grocery store, are you the person who goes through it? If you buy 46 things, like a big outing to the grocery store, you sit there and look at all 46 things?
I do not. The woman who I am currently sleeping with does, though.
Nicole does that?
I assume
you're talking about Nicole.
No. Her name's Angela. No, Nicole does that. We will get into the car, and she'll do that, you know, down each one. Uh-huh. And, you know, if our tuna fish rang up. No, never mind. We don't buy tuna fish. That's disgusting. If we buy, you know, some Chips Ahoy and it rang up, you know, a dollar more than it should, she goes marching back in there and gets her dollar back.
Really?
So, I mean, I don't. I am a, that receipt is shoved into that coat pocket and I'm getting in my car and living my life. You don't know how many times, like, you know, when winter rolls around and you get into the closet, you pull out your winter coats, you know, that you haven't worn for a few months.
Yeah.
I will reach my hand in those pockets and I'm not finding money. I'm finding handfuls of Costco receipts, you know, because I don't keep track of all that. Here's a funny observation, though. My mother, Dom, she has stacks upon stacks upon stacks of receipts in their little home office that they have at home. She can go back to 1983 when they purchased a grandfather clock or something for their living room. She has the receipt for it.
Yeah.
She has receipts for things going back years. They just went and purchased a new mattress. She went back like 5 or 6 years to compare what they had purchased that long ago and what they paid for it. She had the receipt from their mattress from almost a decade ago. It's nutty. You know what else they have? They have the, you know, when you write a check, Google it, kids. When you write a check, there's that carbon copy in the back. My mom has those going back to the 70s. She's got boxes of them. I don't know. I do not know.
Look. Your mom already hates me, so there's nothing I can say that's going to make her think any more poorly of me. But the fact of the matter is, that is hoarding behavior.
It's hoarding.
If you have receipts from the 80s and checks...
70s,
check carbons that go back more than 40 years. Where does she keep everything?
So I remember
they got,
when
like, a 12,000 square foot house or something?
They've got a decent sized house and a lot of closets, so it's packed full. I remember when I lived there, they had boxes under their bed that they would shove. My mom would shove all the old checkbooks and stuff underneath the bed. So
how does your father feel about all this? Does he
just
silently go along?
He just rolls with it. It's just one of those I'm not going to argue about it type things.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
But she's actually
it's a fire
recently,
hazard almost, isn't it?
I know. She's been going through stuff and clearing things out, and she was calling me recently. She's like, I'm going through some of the old checkbook ledgers, and, you know, here's what we paid for a couch back in 1976. I'm like, why do you have that? She's like, well, it's just fun. It's just fun to go through that stuff and, you know, kind of reminisce about where you were in that point of your life and what you were buying and how things look, how much money you were bringing in. And she thinks it's fun.
Okay.
I'd get rid of all that stuff. See you later, alligator. I wouldn't want to store all that.
No.
She can't be alone, though.
No, I the thing is, she's not. And Lisa's not alone in terms of her husband, who scans every single item or saves every receipt going back years. Because I have to admit, I will keep, I'm like her in that if I buy, like I just bought a new mattress a month or so ago. I will probably hold on to that receipt for a little while, maybe 6 months, maybe, you know, but then
on big purchases, I do. If I buy a TV or a computer, I'll hold on to those for a couple months just in case something were to happen. But then afterwards, it's hitting the shredder. It's out of here. See
why do you shred it?
I shred all my receipts.
But why?
Well, a lot of them have your name on it. Your name and then, like, the last few numbers of your credit card and...
But if they have your name and the last four digits of your credit card, why...
Somebody can do something with that, I'm sure.
With what? With the last four? What could they do?
I don't know. I'm not a hacker. But I'm, you know, I read stories. I have a basket next to my shredder for receipts and junk mail that come in, and then every month...
Oh, that's right. You shred junk mail. I forgot about that. If Jeremy gets one of those little postcard things from, like, a realtor... Even if it just says to resident, he will shred it.
The best part about having young children is that is one of Lila's jobs on the weekends. That's one of her chars. She loves the shredder. I set her there with the shredder. I set her there with the basket, and I say, watch your fingers. Have at it. Have fun. We'll see you in an hour.